I want to begin this afternoon with a bold assumption.
今天下午一开始呢，我要做一个很大胆的假设。
Most of us automatically live out in the present what we think the future holds.
我们大多数人很自然的呢，就以我们所认知的未来决定我们现在要如何生活。
Let me say that again.
让我再说一次。
Most of us automatically live out in the present what we believe the future holds.
大多数人自然的以我们所认知的未来决定我们现在如何活。
When it comes to how we spend our time and money,
当涉及到我们如何花时间跟金钱的时候，
the decisions we make are often determined by our sense of the future.
我们所做的决定通常决定于我们决定于我们的未来感。
Some of you know that I am in the final stages of my PhD.
有一些人知道我现在是在写博士论文的最后阶段。
After it's done, my family and I will be moving to Taiwan.
我写完的话，我跟我的家人就要搬到台湾去。
Our hope is that this will happen in August.
我们希望是八月可以成行。
So if you see me next fall, it means I didn't finish on time and you should not ask me about it.
如果呢，你在秋季看到我呢，就代表我没有写完，所以你就不要问我。
On a more serious note, I mention this because my sense of the future has shaped many of my decisions this past semester.
不过认真的说，我会提到这点，是因为我的未来感影响了我上学期所有的决定。
I've said no to conference proposals.
我不再递交研讨会的提案。
I've said no to being on an academic panel.
我也不去学术的座谈会。
I've said no to guest lecturing for a course I'm tutoring.
我也拒绝去客座教授一堂课。
Next week, Tracy and I will be going to Taiwan for a week.
下礼拜 ，Tracy 跟我要到台湾一个礼拜。
We'll be looking at our future dorm, and we'll be looking at primary schools for our children.
我们会看我们未来要住的宿舍以及孩子的学校。
Our sense of the future is determining how we are spending our time and energy right now.
我们的未来感决定了现在我们要如何花我们的时间以及精力。
One of my former students used to run track in the spring.
我以前有一个学生呢，他在春季会跑田径。
She would maintain her conditioning in the fall and winter by running day every day in cold weather.
为了保持最佳状态，他会在秋冬的时候呢，在很天气很冷的时候也在锻炼。
Why did Andrea run every day when she did not feel like running?
Andrea 为什么每天要跑呢？即使她不想跑。
In her own words, this is what Andrea said.
用她自己的话，她这么说。
Conditioning has been really painful.
训练是真的是非常痛苦的。
I have to train and run in 9-degree weather.
特别是外面的天气是在九度的时候。
But I think when track starts, it'll be worth it.
不过当田径季开始的时候，一切都会值得。
Andrea did what was not fun because of her sense of the future.
因为 Andrea 她自己的未来感，所以她愿意去做这不有趣的事。
If you want to talk about this at a more serious level.
如果我们要谈更严肃一点的话题的话
，During economic downturns, a lot of us, right here in this room, a lot of us change the way we spend our money.
在经济不景气的时候，我们很多人会改变我们花钱的方式。
This is because of our uncertainties about the future of the economy.
这是因为我们对未来的经济感到不确定。
Can anyone else relate to that?
有没有人觉得这跟你有相关？
Just me? Okay, cool. There you go. So wouldn't you agree then?
所以你同意吗?
Don't we tend to live out in the present what we believe about the future?
我们是否也因着对未来的认知来决定我们现在要如何生活?
And if that's the case,
如果是这样的话,
wouldn't you also agree that it would be important to have as accurate of a picture of the future as possible?
所以你是否也同意就是对未来有一个明确的图像是很重要的。
When it comes to the subject of our ultimate future.
特别是最终的未来。
When it comes to the end of all things.
是所有事情的终点。
When it comes to the subject of heaven and hell.
当我们在提到天堂和地狱的时候。
I bet a lot of us do not have an accurate picture.
我敢打赌我们很多人都没有一个正确的见解。
But our inaccurate picture of the future influences how we live in the present.
不过对我们对未来不正确的一个意向呢，会影响我们现在如何生活。
If we imagine that heaven is going to be a never-ending worship service in the sky,
如果我们想象天堂就是一个永无止境的崇拜的话，
or if we think that for all eternity we'll be sitting on a cloud playing a harp with halos, wings, and white robes，
如果我们想象天堂就是永远坐在云端上面，然后弹着竖琴，穿着白袍，带着光环，然后有翅膀在那边，
we will not long for heaven，
我们可能就不会渴慕这个天堂，
we will not hope for heaven，
也不会想要去天堂。
Now don't get me wrong，
你不要误会，
I love clouds.
我很喜欢白云。
I love harps.
我也喜欢竖琴。
I love worshiping God with music.
我也很喜欢用音乐来赞美神。
But come on.
不过拜托。
If that's all that we are going to be doing forever and ever and ever, amen.
如果这是我们永远要做的事情的话。
That is so boring.
啊，真的听起来好无聊。
What's worse?
更惨的是呢，
if that's what we really think heaven is going to be like,
如果这是我们所想象的天堂的话，
we probably will not want heaven to break out here on earth.
我们可能也不会想要天堂现在就侵入我们现在的世
界。 We probably won't even think about heaven or take heaven seriously.
我们可能也不会认真的去想天堂到底是怎么样。
Some of us would probably rather go to hell than go to heaven.
我们当中有些人可能宁愿去地狱也不要去天堂。
I mean, aren't we sometimes told that hell is where the real party's at?
我们是不是有听说过说有人说真正的派对其实是在地狱。
Fortunately, towards the end of the book of Revelation,
不过还好在启示录的尾声的时候，
for the sake of our present,
为了我们现在着想，
God has given us an accurate picture of the future.
神给了我们一个非常正确的未来的意象。
For the sake of our present,
为了我们现在着想，
God has given us a picture of what to expect about heaven and hell.
神让我们知道天堂跟地狱会是怎么样。
And what we find is that heaven is not what we might think it is.
我们会发现天堂并不是我们所想象的那样。
Because heaven is not where we're going.
因为天堂不是我们要去的地方。
Instead,
而是
heaven is what's coming.
而是天堂要来到我们当中。
If you have your Bibles with you, I invite you to turn with me to Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 8.
如果你有圣经的话，我邀请你一起来读启示录的二十一章一到八节。
If you don't have your Bibles with you, then feel free to follow along on the screen.
如果你没有圣经的话，你可以看我们的投影片一起来读。
Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 to 8.
启示录二十一章一到八节。
Hear now the word of God.
来听神的话。
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God.
我听见有大声音从宝座上出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.
做宝座的说看哪、啊、我将一切都更新了又说你要写上因这些话是可信的是真实的。
He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life.
他又对我说都成了我是阿拉法我是 Omega, 我是初我是终我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur,
This is the second death.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
Will you pray with me?
跟我一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for gathering us here today.
主，谢谢你让我们今天在这里聚集。
We pray that you would give us ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to the churches.
我们求你开我们的耳朵来听圣灵所要教导教会的。
In your mercy and grace, by your Spirit.
借着圣灵在你的恩典与慈爱里。
We pray you would open this text to us.
向我们开启这段经文。
We pray you would illuminate our minds and our hearts.
我们求你光照我们的心智。
We pray you would draw us into the heavenly reality that you're inviting us into, even here in the present.
我们求在此刻你引导我们进入天堂的真理。
Lord, we invite you to pastor us now through this text.
主，我们求你用这段经文来牧养我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
For those of us who believe in Jesus,
在我们当中信耶稣的，
heaven is not where we're going.
天堂不是我们要去的。
Instead, heaven is what is coming to us.
而是天堂要来到我们当中。
Look with me again at verses 1 to 3.
我们来看1到3节。
The Apostle John is writing about what he is seeing.
使徒约翰他在写他所看见。
He writes, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
他写说我又看见一个新天新地因为先前的天地已经过去了
We'll come back to what no longer any sea means a little bit later.
我们等一下会再回来看说海也不再有了是什么意思
But let me comment on a few things before we move on to verse 2.
不过在我们进入到第二节之前让我先提几件事情
First of all, we have a picture here of a new heaven.
第一点就是我们在这里有一个新的意象,
we have a picture of a new home for God.
在这意象里面，我们的神有了新家。
A new throne from where God will govern.
有神要掌管的一个新宝座。
A new place from which God's power will reign.
一个神的权力要掌权的地方。
Where his happiness and the glory of his revelation will endure forever.
而他的启示所带来的喜乐以及荣耀。
Along with a new heaven, we also have a new earth.
不止在这里有一个新天，我们还有一个新地。
A new place for humanity to live.
是人类居住的一个新地方。
Now, having said this, I need to say something about what John means when he uses the word new here.
我在这里需要说明一下，约翰在这里用这个字新的意思是什么。
This is subject to dispute, but I offer you my opinion on this.
这是很有争议性的，不过我提供你一些我的见解。
In my humble but informed opinion,
让我谦卑但可靠的论点。
John is not saying that the new heaven and the new earth are replacing the old heaven and the old earth.
约翰不是在说这个新天和地要取代这个旧的天和地。
He's not saying that there's two heavens and two earths.One new and one old.
他也不是说有两个天两个地，然后一个是旧的，一个是新的。
That's not what I believe is happening here.
我认为这里不是在说。
Instead, what John is saying is that there's only one heaven and there's only one earth.
而约翰在这里所说的是指这里只有一个天，也只有一个地。
And this one heaven and this one earth are now new.
而这个天和地现在已经是新的。
They aren't new in their age or time of existence.
这个新不是指它存在的时间，它是新的。
Rather, they are new in terms of their quality.
新的是在指它的品质上是新的。
It's not a different heaven and a different earth.
不是一个不同的天，也不是一个不一样的地。
It's a renewed heaven and a renewed earth.
是一个更新的天和一个更新的地。
It's a heaven and earth made fresh again.
这是天地再次的被更。
The same heaven and the same earth that exists here right now are the same heaven and earth being made unworn and unused again.
就是现在有的天和地。回到他原本最初的样子。
That is what John is seeing.
这就是约翰所看到的意象。
And that's why in verse 5, John writes that he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new.
这是为什么在第五节约翰写说，坐宝座上的说，看哪，我将一切都更新了。
Another way of saying this is that Jesus, the one sitting on the throne, is making all things new.
也可以说耶稣坐在宝座上的那一位将一切都更新了。
Note the word order.
那注意他的字的次数。
He's not making all new things.
他不是创造一切新事物。
He's making all things new.
他是将一切都更新。
When Tracy and I were studying in Vancouver,
当我跟Tracy 在温哥华读书的时候
，We were driving home after shopping for groceries one day.
有一天买菜要回家。
Our typical 5-minute drive was rudely interrupted.
平常开五分钟就到家，不过这一次被打断。
The front right tire of my car was hit in the middle of the intersection.
我们在穿过一个十字路口的时候呢，我车子的右前轮被撞上。
We were driving through a green light.
我们是在绿灯的时候通行。
A car from our right side came full speed through a red light.
我们在右侧有一台车子，它是全速闯红灯。
Not only did our car get pushed over by two lanes,
我们车子不仅被撞到两个车道以外。
Praise God, there were no cars coming in that direction at the time.
赞美神，那时候并没有来车。
But if we had been driving even a second or two faster,
如果我们那时候开大概快个一两秒的话
，Tracy might not still be with us today.
我可能就不会现在在这里。
The other car would have hit her instead of my front right tire.
那车子可能就会撞到 Tracy， 也不会撞到我的前轮。
That's how close of a call this crash was.
这个车祸就是这么的惊险。
The other driver said he hit the brakes. He wanted to hit the brakes, but accidentally hit the gas instead.
那另外一台车的司机他就说他本来是要踩刹车的可是不小心踩到油门。
The damage estimate came out to something like $8,995.
这个损坏估计大概有8,995加币。
The driver of the other car admitted complete fault.
这个司机他承认这个全部都是他的错。
His insurance paid the entire bill for our car to be completely restored.
他的保险公司也会付所有的修缮费，让我的车子完全复原。
Now, when I say completely restored, I really mean it.
我说这个车子会变成完全复原，我是认真的。
My car looked new and drove like new.
我的车子看起来像新的一样，开起来像新的一样。
There was no sign of any accident.
就是完全没有车祸的痕迹。
Scratches and dents from before the accident were completely gone.
车祸前刮的或者是凹痕也全部都不见了。
The inside of the car had even been re-scented with a new car smell.
那车子里面呢也被喷上了新车的味道。
Now I have to admit that this illustration breaks down a little bit.
我需要承认这个比喻是有破绽。
Because you know, a car that's been in a major accident will usually have future problems and have a lower resale value.
你知道一个车子如果有过重大的车祸，通常之后会有很多问题，然后它也卖不到好价钱。
But if you can overlook that minor detail for a moment,
不过如果你现在可以先忽略，不要看这些细节的话
，and if you can think instead of something that was completely broken being made completely new again,
你想象一个东西它完全坏了，然后被完全。
That's what the new heaven and new earth will be like.
这就像新的天和地一样。
The old heaven and the old earth will be completely renewed.
先前的天地会完全的被更新。
Actually, it's even better than that.
更棒的是。
Look with me at verses 2 and 3.
我们来看二到三节。
John continues to describe his vision.
约翰继续在描述他的意象。
I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，
Now the dwelling of God.The tabernacle of God. The home of God is with humanity, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. Do you see it? Do you see that we're not going to heaven, but that heaven is coming to us?
你现在看到吗？不是我们要到天堂，而是天堂要来到我们当中。
Do you see how this is a fulfillment of the Lord's prayer?
你知道吗？在主祷文当中也有这样子的体现。
Our Father who art in heaven,
我们在天上的父。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿人都尊你的名为。
Thy kingdom come.
愿你的国降。
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Do you see how this is the ultimate fulfillment of John chapter 1?
在约翰福音一章也可以看见这个最终的体现。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是神。
The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Revelation 21 is giving us a beautiful picture.
启示录二十一章给了我们一个非常美的一个图像。
The picture is not us escaping the earthly and physical to be with God in the end.
这图像不是说我们要逃避我们的属世以及物质的世界来跟神同在。
The picture is of God living here and being present here forever.
这个图像是神要来到我们的世上。进到他的创造里面。
And in God's presence,
在神的同在里。
Because of God's presence,
因为神的同在。
Things work here again the way they were always meant to work.
在此所有事情，以原本应该要运行的方式来运行。
Relationships relate again the way they were always meant to relate.
关系也以原本它应该要有的方式来连接。
The lion will lay down with the lamb.
狮子跟羊会躺在一起。
Now, a necessary disclaimer needs to be made here.
有另外一个必须要声明的就是。
This passage is not talking about the intermediate state that we experience when we die.
这个经文不是在说神人死去后会经历的一个中间状态。
That's usually what we think about and talk about when we think about heaven.
当我们想到天堂的时候，我们通常会想到这个。
But that's a different question than the one that Revelation 21 is answering.
但这不是启示录二十一章所要回答的问题。
What Revelation 21 is talking about is the end goal of history as we know it.
启示录二十一章所讲的其实就是我们知道的历史终结的最终。
Not the intermediate state, but what comes after it.
不是中间的状态，而是在这中间状态之后。
At the end.
在最后。
As the end.
就是最后就是的。
What we learn from Revelation 21 is that heaven and earth are going to be united.
我们所知道的，从启示录二十一章所知道，就是天和地它是要合一的。
And the pattern of this is not earth ascending to heaven.
的模式不是地要升上天。
The pattern is heaven descending to earth.
而是天堂要降到地。
That's why the holy city is being compared to a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
这是为什么圣城被比喻为一个新妇，装饰整齐，等候丈夫。
There's a sacred union going on here.
这是一个神圣的结合。
Now some of you are listening and you're saying to yourselves, Clement, this is all very interesting and all, but so what?
你们也许现在在想说 ，OK， 你讲的都非常有趣，所以呢？
So what?
所以跟我有什么相关？
Let me tell you so what.
让我告诉你为什么。
The fact that heaven is coming to be united with earth,
天地要结合这个事实意味着什么？
What this means is that heaven is not something that is completely unimaginable.
这个意思就是天堂不是我们完全无法想象的地方。
Now, in one sense, heaven is unimaginable.
不过天堂也是无法想象的地方。
This is because it's going to be better than anything we could ever imagine.
因为它会是超乎我们所能想象。
For the New College theology nerds here, we call that eschatological discontinuity.
为了新学院的一些神学痴呢，我提了一下这个神学的名称叫做末世的不连续性。
But in another sense, heaven isn't completely unimaginable.
不过换言之呢，天堂也不是完全不能想象。
This is because the very earth we're currently living on is where heaven is going to be.
这是因为我们现在住的地方呢，就是天堂要来的地方。
And this is what we theology nerds call eschatological continuity.
这是神学生会叫它这个就是末世的连续性。
That's for you, Luke. Okay. And as Randy Alcorn put it in his book about heaven,
Alcorn 他写了一本关于天堂的书。
What we love about this present life are the things that resonate with the life we were made for.
我们今生所珍爱的东西会和我们最初生命被造的目的有会产生共鸣。
Let me say that again.
让我再说一次。
What we love about this present life are the things that resonate with the life we were made for.
我们今生所珍爱的东西会和我们最初生命被造的目的。
The things we love in this present life we're living right now,
我们这个生命当中所珍爱的东西,
those things are a preview of the greater life that we were made for and that we will experience in heaven.
这些东西只是在未来天上更美好生命的一个前奏。
Let me see if I can stir your imagination about this.
让我看看可不可以激发你的一些想象力。
I know Holam's favorite car is a Tesla.
我知道 Holam 他最爱的车就是特斯拉。
But Holam, wait until you see what cars will be like in heaven.
我等到你到天堂就知道天堂的车子长什么样子。
Maybe some of you in here will be helping to engineer them.
也许我们在做当中也会帮助来制造这个车子。
Anyone else here like steak?
有没有人喜欢吃牛排？
Wait until you taste steak in heaven.
等到你到天堂吃牛排，你就知道什么味道。
Wait until you taste an apple or a pear in heaven.
等到你到天堂尝尝那苹果跟梨子的味道。
Wait until you taste a chocolate bar in heaven.
等到天堂你吃巧克力，那是什么味道？
Wait until you hear a guitar or a violin in heaven.
等你到天堂听听吉他跟小提琴所弹奏出来的声音。
Janet, wait until you play a piano in heaven.
Janet, 等到天上弹钢琴，看到时候是什么样子。
Heaven is going to be heaven.
天堂终究将是天堂。
There's going to be work for us to do in heaven.
我们在天堂也会有工作要做。
Many of us hate work, I know.
我知道我们很多人不喜欢，讨厌我们的工作。
But in heaven, our work will be satisfying and life-giving.
不过在天堂的工作会使带给我们很多的满足及生命。
Anyone like nature and outdoor stuff?
有没有人喜欢自然啊或户外？
A few of you, very good. There's going to be mountains and valleys in heaven.
天堂也会有山有谷。
The water in the new heaven earth is described in the book of Revelation as being clear as crystal.
在启示里面呢，水在新天地当中被描述成清澈。
The most beautiful lake I've ever seen is Lake Louise in Canada.
我这辈子是看过最美的一个湖，就是路易斯湖，在加拿大路易斯湖。
I can't wait to see what Lake Louise will be like when it's transformed by heaven.
我等不及要看当天堂来的时候，路易斯湖会变成怎么样。
Now don't get me wrong.
我不要误会。
It's beautiful now.
现在是非常漂亮。
But what will it be like when the water is clear as crystal, but still has its beautiful minerals?
如果它的水呢明亮如水晶，但是又里面又含有美丽的矿物质，那看起来到底是什么样子？
The quality of heaven is going to be heaven.
天堂的品质就是天堂等级。
And heaven is not an escape from the earthly and physical.
而天堂不是要跳脱这个属世以及肉体。
This isn't Gnosticism.
我们不是在讨论这个诺斯底主义的。
Christianity was never meant to be a spiritual escape from the physical world.
基督教从来就不是在说要逃脱肉体，然后去追求这个属灵。
Rather, Christianity has always been about the experience of fully living in God's creation as a created being.
基督教一直关注的其实是一个受造物完全的生活在神的创造里面。
And heaven will be no different.
天堂也是一样。
For those of us who believe in Jesus, that is what is coming to us in the future.
我们当中相信的就是要临到我们的未来。
I need to breeze through two more things with you.
我需要很快的跟你讲其他两件事情。
First, I've told you a little bit about what will be in heaven.
第一呢，就是我刚刚已经说了在天堂会有什么。
Let me tell you what is not going to be there.
让我再告诉你，天堂是没有什么。
Verse 1 says there was no longer any sea.
第一节说海也不再有。
It's a curious statement.
这是很奇怪的说法。
To help us sort through this, I put together a multiple choice quiz.
要帮助我们澄清呢，所以我写了一题选择。
So all of you need to participate.
所以每个人都要参与。
Stretch really quickly if you need to. So you need your arms.
把手先举起来。
Okay.
伸一下懒腰。
What is John referring to when he uses the word sea?
约翰在用海这个字，他指的是什么意思？
Is he referring to A?
他指的是 A 吗？
The forces of chaos which seek to suck the world back into nothingness. In other words, the powers of the universe that threaten to undo us.
就是一种要把世界变回虚无的混乱力量，换句话说，就是一种宇宙中的力量要消灭，威胁要消灭我们。
That's option A. B, the origin of cosmic evil.
或者是万恶的起源。
C, unbelieving and rebellious nations.
在指不幸的且背叛的国家。
D, the place of the dead.
还是指 D, 死去，人死去要去的地方。
E, mercantile trade, because the sea was the primary location for the world's idolatrous trade activity, and it's no longer because God, now present with us, supplies for all our needs.
或是商业贸易，因为海是世界贸易的活动的主要场所，所以不再有了，因为神现在与同在，提供我们所需，我们就不需要。
Or F, all of the above.
或者是以上皆是。
Who says F?
谁认为是 F?以上皆是。
Don't be shy. You're right, it's F.
你答对了，答案就是以上皆是。
And because there's no longer any sea, look at verse 4.
就是因为呢，没有，不再有海了。所以我们来看第四节。
God himself will wipe every tear from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.
不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
What's not in heaven?
天堂没有什么。
The sea is not in heaven.
海不在天堂。
And because there is no more sea, there's also no more tears, no more death, no more mourning or crying or pain.
因为没有海了，所以也没有眼泪、死亡、悲哀、哭嚎和疼痛。
In Isaiah 65:17,
在以赛亚书六十五章十七节
the prophet says that in the new heaven and the new earth,
先知说呢，在新的天地里
the former things will not be remembered anymore.
从前的事不再被记忆
In the mind of Isaiah,
在以赛亚的心里
the former things that take the form of death, crying, pain, and suffering,
从前的事就是采取这个死亡、哭嚎、痛、疼痛、苦难的这种形式。
Those things will not be remembered anymore when we experience heaven.
就是在当我们经历天堂的事情，这一些事就不会再被记忆。
But you know what?
你知道吗？
We have this great picture of what the future is going to be like.
你知道我们现在对天堂有一个非常美的画面。
But verse 8 tells us that not everyone is going to get to experience it.
第八节告诉我们，不是每一个人都会经历。
Look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
John writes, But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death.
约翰写到，唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的、和一切说谎话的。他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
I don't mean to be flippant.
我不是随便说的。
But to this idea that heaven is boring and that hell is going to be where the real party's at.
当我们听说哦，天堂是很无聊的，而地狱才是真正派对的地方。
That's not what Scripture says.
圣经不是这么说的。
If you read the rest of chapter 21.
如果你把二十一章读完的话。
You will find that heaven is not boring at all.
你就会知道天堂它一点都不无聊。
Now earlier I described some of the earthly features and benefits of heaven.
我刚有提过天堂会有的一些属世利益。
What I need to mention now is the most important thing about heaven.
我现在要提的是关于天堂最重要的事情。
The most important thing about heaven is that God's presence will fully and forever be with us there.
最重要的事情就是神的同在会完全以及永远的与我们在一起。
It's hard to describe what that's like.
这很难描述会是怎么样子。
The best we can do is through image and metaphor.
我们能做的就是透过意象以及比喻。
In the presence of God.
在神的同在。
The book of Revelation says that heaven sparkles with color and light.
启示录当中说，天堂闪烁着不同的颜色以及光芒。
There are precious jewels like pearls, jasper, and sapphire.
有不一样的珠宝，有珍珠，有碧玉，有蓝宝石。
There's emerald, there's topaz, beryl, and amethyst.
有翡翠，有黄玉，有绿玉，有紫金。
The streets are made of gold.
街道是金金做的。
The water is clear as crystal.
水明亮如水晶。
There's light shining all around.
到处都是光。
All of this is so that the light that is God can be reflected in the fullness of his glory.
这所有一切都在说明神他就是光，这反映出他神完全的他的荣耀。
But hell is not like that.
但是地狱不是这样。
Hell is described as a fiery lake of burning sulfur.
地狱在这里被描述为烧着硫磺的火。
Hell is described as the second death.
地狱是第二次的。
In other words, hell is where the boredom is.
所以另换句话说，地狱才是一个无聊的地方。
Think about it.
想想看。
There's only one color.
只有一种颜色。
Dark.
黑暗。
There's only one temperature.
只有一种温度。
Hot.
很热。
There's only one sound.
只有一种声音。
啊！
尖叫声。
I don't mean to be flippant.
我不是随便说。
But that's how hell is depicted in scripture.
这就是圣经里面所描述的地狱。
And yet, good news.
但好消息。
We don't have to go to hell.
我们不需要到地狱。
We don't have to experience that.
我们不需要去经历这些。
Look at verses 5-7.
我们看第五节到第七节。
Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true."
他又说你要写上。因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life."
他又对我说，都成了。我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega， 我是初，我是终。我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。
He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son.
得胜的必承受这些伟业，我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子。
Look at verse 7 again.
我们看第七节。
He who overcomes will inherit all this.
得胜的必承受这些伟业。
I need to explain this a little bit.
我需要解释一下。
The people who are saved,
那些得救的人呢？
The people who will get to experience the heavenly new creation,
那些会经历这个新天地的创造。
Those people are the people who in the end have overcome.
这些人就是在最后得胜的。
Now I need to give some context.
我要给你一些背景。
The book of Revelation, first and foremost, is a letter of encouragement.
启示录其实最终它的目的是一封鼓励的书信。
It was written in the first century to Christians living in the Roman Empire.
它是写给第一世纪活在罗马帝国下的基督徒。
Those first century Christians were being oppressed, persecuted, and even killed for their faith.
这一世纪的基督徒呢，会常常因着信仰的关系，遭受到很多的破坏，甚至死亡。
Within the symbolic universe of the Book of Revelation,
而在启示录当中所讲的这个象征性的宇宙
，the ones who overcame are the ones who didn't cave.
那些得胜的人就是那些不屈服的。
They didn't cave to political and economic pressures to renounce their faith.
他们不因政经上面的压迫而放弃信仰。
They didn't cave even in the face of death.
即使在死亡的面前，他们也不屈服。
You see, if you were living in the Roman Empire back then,
如果我们那时候我们活在当时的罗马帝国下，
you were required to acknowledge that Roman authority was absolute.
你就必须要承认罗马的权力是绝对的。
You were required to acknowledge that Caesar was God.
你也必须要承认凯撒就是神。
Economically,
经济上来说，
if you were a carpenter or a merchant or a sword maker,
如果你是一个木匠，是一个商人，或是一个造剑的，
you would not be able to practice your trade legally unless you joined the Carpenter's Guild or the Merchant's Guild or the Sword Maker's Guild.
你就没有办法合法的从商，除非你加入了就是木匠工会、商人工会，或是造剑者工会。
One of the requirements, though, for guild membership was that you worshipped the imperial cult. You participated in the imperial cult.
在成为这个会员的要求之一，就是你要参与帝国的偶像崇拜。
They would give you a certificate to show that you were worshipping the gods of the guild.
他会给你一个证书，说你有在拜这个工会的神。
The certificate proved that your business was legal.
这张纸也证明了你的生意是合法的。
But the Christians who overcame these pressures.
不过那些胜过这些压迫的基督徒
，The Christians who didn't cave in the face of suffering, persecution, and death，
就是在那些面临逼迫、患难甚至死亡而不屈服的基督徒。
That's the person who inherited the new creation，
就是那些人可以承受这些伟业。
That's the person who was called a child of God，
就是那些人被称作神的儿女。
And this is why, if you go back to verse 8.This is why the first item on the list of those who will not inherit are not those who are unbelieving,
这是为什么呢？第一个，无法承受这业的人所列举的第一项，不是不信的人。
Rather, the first on the list is those who were cowardly.
而第一个被 列举的是一个胆怯的。
Who in the face of pressure,
那些面临逼迫。
Consistently caved in to the idolatrous demands of the empire.
不断地盲目地去服从地球的要求。
Some of you are like, Clement, I thought you said this was going to be good news.
有些人会说 Clement, 你刚说这是好消息啊。
This isn't good news.
这不是好消息。
If that was me, I don't know if I would be willing to die for my faith.
如果是我的话，我不知道我会不会愿意为我的信仰而死。
Well, if that's you,
如果是你的话，
good news.
好消息。
The reason we can overcome is because Jesus Christ has already overcome.
我们能胜过的原因是耶稣已经得胜。
If we believe into Jesus,
我们如果我们相信耶稣，
if we live into Jesus,
我们在耶稣里的话，
He has already overcome.
他已经胜过。
Everything he achieved through his earthly life of obedience to God,
他在地上的生命因顺服神所成就的一切。
Everything he achieved through death on a cross for our sins.
在为了我们的罪在十字架上所成就的一切。
Everything he achieved is ours if we are in him.
如果我们在他里面，他所成就的一切也是我们。
If we live into Jesus.
如果我们在耶稣里。
We will overcome.
我们也会胜过。
Because he has overcome.
因为他已经得胜。
If we believe into Jesus,
如果我们相信耶稣的话,
we will experience resurrection to true life on the last day.
在生命的终了也会经历那复活的时
刻。Because his humanity has already experienced resurrection to true life.
因为耶稣他的人性已经经历了那复活的真实生命。
And our humanity is tied up with his humanity.
而我们的人性跟主的人性是紧紧相连。
Faith in Christ unites us to Christ.
信基督使我们与基督连结。
In John 16:33,
在约翰福音十六章三十三节
Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace.
耶稣说我将这些事告诉你
Not fear,
是要叫你们在我里面有平安
Not fear, but peace.
不是恐惧是平安
In this world you will have trouble.
在世上你会有苦难
But Jesus says, take heart, for I have overcome the world.
但耶稣说你们可以放心我已经胜过
And so will you.
你也会
If you are in Christ.
如果你在耶稣里
And he is in you.
基督在你里面
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告
If things have been tough.
如果最近一直有很多的困难
The book of Revelation tells us that things are not what they seem.
启示录告诉我们，事情有时候不是表面上我们能看到的。
God is in control, and His kingdom is coming soon.
神仍然掌权，而他的国度即将来临。
What's more, His future kingdom is already breaking into the present.
而其实，他未来的国度已经进入到我们的现在。
Jesus has overcome.
耶稣已经得胜。
In what ways do you need this truth to be more real in your life today?
在哪方面你需要让这个真理在今天的生活当中变得更加的真实
Take a moment and ask God for his strength and his hope to further shape the way you live your life.
花一点时间求神给你他的力量及希望能够更多的塑造你的生命。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have overcome.
主耶稣我们感谢你你已经得胜。
We pray you would give us more of your overcoming strength.
我们祷告你给我们更多你得胜的力量。
We pray you would take us deeper into your hope.
求你带领我们更深地进入你的希望。
We pray you would take us deeper into your peace.
也求你带领我们更多地进入你的平安。
We pray you would take us deeper into your life.
更深地进入你的生命。
That we may have life and have it to the full.
所以我们可以得着生命，而且得的更丰盛。
This day and into the eternity.
从今日直到永远。
Lord, may you seal your word in our hearts now.
主愿你的话语现在就烙印在我们的心里。
We pray these things in your holy name.
我们祷告奉耶稣名。
Amen.
Amen.